It was a long, hot summer. With the cooler weather setting in, thoughts turned to warm stews and roasts in the oven. The start of fall is also a good time for meat eaters, since grass-fed animals have spent all spring and summer long grazing on lush grass. Craig Haney is the livestock manager at Stone Barns in Pocantico Hills, New York. He raises grass-fed lambs there, and he's here to talk to us about that for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Craig.
Hi.
Craig, what kind of lambs do you raise?
We have what's called a farm flock. They're a cross of many different breeds, and that's for, we're looking primarily for meat production, for the ewes to produce lambs for us each and every year. But we also utilize the wool from the sheep. We have a big sheep shearing event in the spring, and then we're able to utilize the wool for socks and yarn and stuff as well.
I'm hearing more and more about sustainably raised meat. What does that mean?
So that can mean a variety of different things. I spend a lot of time with the crew that I work with moving animals each, you know, we move the sheep each and every day. So some people think, gosh, aren't you being terribly inefficient? And we spend a lot of time trying to be as efficient as we can. It's just that we have many more goals in mind besides being efficient. And that's part of being sustainable. It's thinking about taking care of the land that they're on. I think we need to be really tuned into the animals.
So most lamb production doesn't allow them to graze? My thinking with lamb is that they're slaughtered so early in their lives that they are not raised on combined animal feedlots or feed operations, CAFOs.
A lot of American lamb actually is raised very similarly to beef.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, start on range lands, and then at the end of their life will be finished in a confined feedlot.
I didn't know that. So that's what sustainably raised does not mean. When I think of livestock, I know New York is known for its dairy industry, for example. When I think of livestock, I think of the Midwest, you know, long prairie. New York doesn't fit that image in my head. What's New York's history in terms of raising livestock? Is it a good place to raise livestock?
Actually, sheep are one of the first livestock sort of specialties, I guess, in New York. You know, in 1840, I think there were close to more than 2 million sheep in New York State. And a lot of it was for wool production. We're not in an area where you would want to till up a great amount of land. I mean, it's relatively rocky, you know, until you get to western New York. But eastern part of the state is relatively rocky, so you don't want to till up a lot of land. So land that would be close to, say, river valleys might be tilled up for corn in this day and age for dairies. But a lot of New York is hilly, and going along with that relatively cool climate and the abundance of rain, it just makes for great pasture land and great grass growing.
We spoke with Sarah Bigelow, a butcher at the Meat Hook in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and she gave us some pointers on what to look for when ordering a cut of lamb at a butcher shop.
You can certainly tell lamb from its odor. It's a very specific scent that goes along with the flavor. As opposed to pork or beef, they're relatively scentless.
Now, I love the smell and the taste of lamb, but I know some people don't like it. They think it's a little too gamey. Does age have something to do with flavor?
The older something is, it's going to acquire more flavor, but it'll lose out in the tenderness as it gets older. And taste is very subjective, so those that really love a mutton-y flavor are going to want an older animal.
Now, how do you know if you're getting a really young lamb? Is there something in the labeling requirements? Do you look for a different, you know what I mean? If I'm buying a leg of lamb at a butcher shop, how do I know that it's 3 months old versus 5 months old versus 8 months old?
I think the best way to know is just to know where the meat's coming from, to know where your food's coming from. So to ask the butcher if you're buying at a green market, to ask the farmer you're buying from. But if you don't know, then I would go from the size of the bones, and the size of the cuts.
Dan Barber of Blue Hill at Stone Barns gave us his recipe for braised lamb necks. That's an unusual cut, which I don't think many people would think of ordering. Here's what butcher Sarah Bigelow likes.
I really like shoulder because it's something that you can either do really hot and fast, and so it's a little less tender, or you can roast it very slowly or braise it, and it's got really wonderful flavor. And it's also really nice and fatty, which I definitely like.
What do you like in your lamb?
I tend to like things with a little gamier flavor. I want to know that I'm eating lamb. So I tend to like a little bit of older lamb. Especially as we get into these cooler months, I really enjoy cuts that could be braised as well. I really enjoy shanks quite a lot, actually.
Craig Haney is the livestock manager at Stone Barns in Pocantico Hills, New York. Thanks for coming in, Craig.
It was my pleasure.
To get Dan Barber's recipe for braised lamb necks, go to the culture page at WNYC.org.